Needs order for the January, March 20th, 2025 Terrebonne Sanitary District meeting. First off is the Pledge of Allegiance. Presuming there's a flag somewhere in the audience that we can direct our pledge towards.
Okay, but we'll just stand and pretend.
All right, I can't tell you any
We can
better
do our
here.
flag.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one
One.
nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect. Well, welcome everybody. Let's start off with the public comments. Anybody who wants to go for that? You got your allocated time. Get started.
He's getting ready.
Ready, go.
Go.
As usual, talk about finances. It's never ending with me, I understand that. But in watching several other districts, Crescent and Tumalo, watch Tumalo grow, watch Crescent struggle with finances. Because they didn't take the time to do their finances before they pulled the trigger. They're now under order by the DOJ and DEQ in the default of all their loans. They can't even pay the bills. That I don't want to see that here. I may be a little bit of a one horse pony guy. But I'm sorry you have to listen to me again. The Ryan did the budget, I believe in 22. You, to me, you have not discussed this since. That's 3 years ago. There are many things that have come into play over that time. Inflation, the interest rate, cost increases, and most unfortunate for all districts is the financing from the feds. $2.25 million now gone. It's gonna take time to get that back again if you can. I did a little printout just to show the very basis why I think about very simple. In green, the protection number of EDUs that you have put down. Identify if you want up to 62,000. I believe you're going to want to have the 110. Your income, now you got to pay loans. You have a loan tied in cheap loan going for $2 million. That's your payment. They get 3,000 a year. DQ, if you only have a quarter, 2.5, 135. You have $202,000 in loan payments, and you can't even make that much money for your customers. Now, with no grants, you could be as much as $300,000 for the DUQ. And that doesn't even include your cost of operation of your district, which you estimated 100,000. The district is too small. Mark said that when you try to get a go for the whole city. Crescent, 330 people. They can't make it. You're looking at about 100. I know you have people who want to join this, understand that. I think that will happen, but not right away. You are 15% of the water district. 15, 1.5. And yet you think you're going to get 10 new customers a year. You know how many the water district gets? One, maybe, per year. I understand you have, it's different, but I don't believe you're going to get 10 new customers a year. It's not going to happen. It may in the future. But we, as Linda has said, you have to, on day one, be able to pay your bills. Unique continue to address this. I will continue to speak out, but I believe you're putting the cart in the
Just like to just comment. I'll guarantee you this, Jim. You are right. There isn't these districts that have gotten in trouble started before they had all their ducks in a row and all their money. The other thing is that they're in disadvantaged areas. People don't move to Crescent. People want to move to Terrebonne. Terrebonne has a larger commercial base. So we're different than Crescent. But this board, in my experience, is doing the right thing by applying for grants and loans and doing what they're doing. And it would have been nice if they would have gotten the 2.5 million from the feds. That's may or may not ever happen. However, they haven't pulled the trigger, and nor will they pull the trigger until everything is set and ready to go. And the good news is we have all business people on the board. There's not one person here on this board that's going to say, "Oh, let's go ahead and go by faith here. Let's build it and they will come." That's not going to be the case. So sometimes what you have to do with new organizations is you kind of you're paddling water for a while. You're moving ahead. The city of Redmond isn't ready yet for us to hook up. We've got time. And probably nothing really will happen until the economy gets hot again. But in the meantime, they're doing everything they need to do so that when it's time to pull that trigger, they can go. And Tumalo is going to do the same thing. They've got good people on their board. And it's sad that the state didn't hold Crescent to a higher standard before they gave them the money. That's part of the state's fault. But I don't believe anybody in this room is going to allow that to happen here. So,
All right, so appreciate the commentary, Jim, and the information, Linda. Are there any other public comments that people want to get in?
yes. So one of my comments is going to be 2.7 million gone. Now, what do you do? Two questions. One. Well, three questions. What? How much is that going to delay us? Did it change anything with regards to ODOT still putting all of the piping and everything into the ground? So all that's still moving forward. We're going to have an infrastructure regardless if we ever use it or not. And
Never
which?
gonna have to tear that highway up again.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. Wait. Yeah. Right. It's they'll four, five more times before they finish this project. I said that out loud. So there's that. There's the Redmond isn't ready yet. And I just read on their website that this sounds like they're kind of close to where they needed to be at the beginning of 2024. And so do you have an idea of when they think they're going to be online? And then the other question would be originally, when we looked at costs for businesses, one of the methods to be used was the amount of water used. So you look at how much a house uses, if I remember this correctly, and then you would just have multipliers for that, for how much water a business uses for the water usage. And I can prove that 85% of my water goes to coffee and to sodas and to functionality and not back into my drain field. I can honestly say I will not hook up to the sewer if I'm being charged by the amount of water coming into my building.
So,
And
good. Good.
That makes sense.
and I can speak for a few other businesses that I tried to convince needed to be here and not put it on me. And they're of the same mindset. There needs to be a true justification for the costs for the businesses for us to sign up. And then the last one would be based on what we know today, if you had to just look into your crystal ball, when are we online? Because I have to make decisions for three different businesses now. And if we put in sand filters, like we will probably have to, depending on how long we have to wait, Why would I spend money on a sewer system after that? And keep in mind, I championed this thing from day one. Daryl championed it back in 1981. I think is that the first time they had a meeting, and then they almost threw him out the building. But you know, we need it. I'm not a skeptic, but I need these answers so I know how to move forward with properties that I own and plus properties now that the family owns. So,
well, the best way to keep informed about where we're at and what we're doing, Randy, is to participate. So you're doing that first step. Ryan's got a little information he can probably give you as far as the update, timing, or just quick responses for those if you want to do that, Ryan.
Yeah, latest we heard from the city of Redmond was that they were on track to bid the project in January. Should be receiving the BLM patent in February. I did see that the bid's posted already. The RFP is for the project. So it's out to bid. We should be receiving the BLM patent in February. We already received all the land use decisions. We will know a lot more about the construction timeline once we've received bids for the project, but our goal is to complete the project by 2027. Worst case scenario is early 2028. So either side of 27, 28 is the latest we've heard, and it would make sense for the sanitary district to track with that or be slightly after, so everything's in place there, and they're not, you know, can't set it there until they're ready.
So 28, 29 should be as safe.
Probably 28 would probably be more what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Summer. What I would suggest is Deschutes County is going to work with you on your systems. If you can cripple them along and it makes sense, they're probably going to let you do that because they ultimately want everybody that can to hook up to the sewer. So... and we're keeping them in the loop on time frames, and so you know they're going to work with every business out there and homeowner as well, because they don't want people to put in systems and then not be able to hook up to the sewer.
So is this Todd?
It'll be Todd.
You got Todd's. We're getting that commitment from Todd because he seems to. I love Todd, but he seems to play a little harder that maybe the county portrays that they want.
Well, and that's why we need to hear from people so that we can sit down with Todd and the county commissioners and say, here's where we're at. Do you want people to spend a lot of money on a system and then not be able to hook up? And then they can have some internal discussions about that. But our understanding is they don't want people to have to spend money on a system and then not be able to hook up to the new sewer. So, and probably what we should do is until we actually turn a shovel, we probably should schedule a meeting with Todd and bring him in here and have, it'd be nice when we get him in here is to have you and maybe some, a couple others come in and say, hey, this is what it's going to cost me. I want to hook up, but I can't if I've just spent $500,000.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it's so. Point in case, the sunspot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It, you know, we know it can't be a restaurant right now. It's lucky to be just a retail place right now. And the county is not even allowed to do that. You know, their response is you don't have enough. And Todd was speaking. Now, Todd didn't really speak to it as much as, and I remember the lady's name that came in late to the meeting, that just kind of basically filleted us and then some in regards. Anyway, I have issues with the county planning commissioners, planners, but they're pushing it now. You don't really have anything. Probably better just leave it to you.
It's me.
And okay, so no.
No. You can't just leave a building empty, and we know this from experience. Anybody that's had a business or had a rental house, you don't leave buildings empty. You need to have something going on in there to protect the building. Your insurance normally will say if you don't have a business or something in there or someone in there, they'll cancel your insurance.
Yeah, you should go talk to the county.
Well, I think we can. With that, but we need your help as well. So,
yeah. you know, talking around Ferguson's family properties at different Rodero's holdings, and they're all on board to do whatever can be done to. We all see it. We all know it. We all know we need it. And the value of the dollar is just huge. I think it's an excellent point presented.
Yeah.
You know, how do we overcome all concerns?
All right. Well, thank you for your commentary, Randy. And if you have additional questions or if you get something to get answered, let's talk about them after the meeting just so we can get through that part.
Do you want to address the application you sent in today and what we heard yesterday?
Well, we had the annexation meeting yesterday with the county, and we have annexed in now another 100 properties into the district. So clearly it shows the need for it. At the county meeting, we did talk a little bit about the super district and how, unfortunately, there is this funding that is not available through federal funding. And Patty mentioned that there is potentially some state funding. And so for this same amount. So I am on the process of working on an application that will be turned in by the end of the day today or early tomorrow morning.
That's the fiscal year 26 request.
Yes.
And how much is it?
2.5. So.
All right. Was good information. Anybody else that wants to public comment at this point?
Us for business to come. Maybe we talk about that after.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Again, part of that's going to depend on how much money everybody, how many grants, loans they have, and how many hookups they have. So.
We're going to try and keep it as competitive as possible, but it's going to be as fair as we can make it. And there's definitely a position available on the board. You want to be a part, Randy? That's a great option.
We only need about an hour.
Two hours. I looked at being on the board. I really believe I'm too hard-headed.
All right. So any other public comments? All right, we'll close public comments section of that and then look at the consent agenda, which is basically the minutes from the last meeting. Anybody have any questions or edits that they want to have imposed on that? Hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda for February 20th, 2025 meeting minutes. Looks like a second from Guy. All opposed, or all in favor, say aye. Aye. No opposed. Okay. Then I guess the discussion of action items, which we kind of just did the financial report and funding discussion. Did you have anything more you wanted to add on to that, Kristen?
Just that I think we've cleared the environmental review process with DQ for the grant and the loan applications that have come out. So we have a design construction application and a planning application. I think the thought would be that we would try to sign that planning application because that funding is 100% forgivable. And we can use that for the continuation of the remaining planning that we have to do for this year.
Perfect. So. Awesome. All right. Thank you. Then we have the training that we're doing. I don't know if everybody's getting a chance to click on that link, but I found them to be somewhat long and tedious, but also good information. So please, all board members or any public that wants to look at it, use those links on the meeting minutes to click on that and you can go to the training options. So then we skip to six other items, and why don't we get a little discussion from Ryan and Kristen and Dylan about their job, look over the job of ODOT's project.
That's pretty cool. You should tell Bill, you've been in front of the project, literally.
I mean, right now, obviously, I think the walkthrough was just kind of a good. I mean, it wasn't the person to see we saw the, obviously, outlets in each property. We saw the dirt valve up at the mobile estate. And he just... We kind of went over some details of the project. I think he was going to review that because it looked like it may have been tied in a little bit wrong, but he was going to double check some things anyways. And I mean, I don't have a TV, like I guess I'm watching it every day, so it was kind of just walking down what I've seen every day. But I think, I think definitely they have a really good goal of implementing everything prior. And definitely that's on the forefront of everything they're doing is to have that infrastructure done and kind of a one fell swoop, whether that be the reality here or not, who knows? But I think they're definitely bridging that with some thought towards that, which was good to see.
Nice. Well, it's good to see progress for sure. Ryan, you want to add to that at all, or?
Sure. Yeah, the current status is the main lines are all installed. I believe they're installed in Smith Rock Way as well.
Yes.
But they're now doing services. Some services have been done on Highway 97 to properties fronting there because they wanted to get out of that street before opening it back up to traffic. And they're now working their way up 11th Street from the bottom end up, installing services to properties. And so there's some service valves there, and they're currently filling those with water and burping out the air so they can do the pressure test on
Nice.
in segments. And we recently coordinated with them on the service valve boxes to determine how many of those needed to be traffic rated versus non-traffic rated and outside of the travel areas. And so they're making great progress. Aaron's great to work with, super friendly, and very helpful.
Awesome. Any other board members have any commentary they want to get out there? This is kind of the other items.
Doing kind of that same thing again with anybody. I think he said kind of the middle of April was when the next kind
Okay.
of piece would be open. Just if anybody or I think anybody in the public really even wanted to come kind of get a glimpse at kind of what they're doing on that project for the
Sure.
next piece.
Guy, you doing all right there? Looks like you're active, but not too active.
Well, I'm out of the hospital, so
Well, congratulations on that, I hope.
yep, better than I expected. The only thing I wanted to mention was that when I spoke with the Renco Systems, that they would bring a trailer up and explain their equipment and possibly have an open house if we want to get that on the agenda. I think that might be helpful for the board and public relations with anybody that wants to hook up. They seem to be very willing and knowledgeable. Ryan spoke with them, and they kind of see when I talked about putting the pump inside the existing tank and putting the pump in a tank outside, and they kind of both Fish, Robert Fish, who works with that a lot, and Renko both kind of believe it, for service and maintenance, the tank outside the tank would be a better solution.
Yeah.
And the tank, I don't think is that much more expensive. It doesn't add considerable cost.
Nice. Yeah, I did get to their facility once and looked at a little bit of what they had, but I think that would be a great both thing to educate us as a board as well as to give the public a little bit of a snapshot of what this is looking like physically. So I don't know how we need to arrange that, but I would certainly think we wait till we have a more pleasant weather situation going on. So maybe the next two meetings from now or something, we got some sort of time.
Yeah, it would be good to also get through the sewer use ordinance review. We've got maybe one or two more of those, because
Right.
that adds on to our meeting time. So maybe once we're through that, there'll be some space for
Perfect.
time.
And then I also, Katie and I discussed that there's a gal, Nikki, from the Special Districts Organizations going to be in our area on the 25th. And I believe she and Katie are going to meet. And if there's any other board members, I know Kristen indicated she could not, and I likely won't be in the area. But anyhow, if we can meet with her, she's got some good information for helping out districts, all positive stuff, I believe. So, Katie, maybe you could just send out another email once you confirm your time and meeting place and stuff,
Yeah.
and people can decide whether they can make it or not. Hearing nothing, I'm going to take that as an assent. So, is there any other good of the order type stuff that we need to discuss before we close this meeting and move into the work session?
Did for re-election as of today? Come on, Randy, there's still time. Or we keep
I'll write that down.
That's good.
Did we decide I didn't need to? Is that right?
No, we need to.
Oh,
We need to.
I just do that.
Yeah, get
For some reason.
get that in. I mean, we can always name you to it, but we do need you.
Be a lot better to just do it the right way. But
Yeah.
we appreciate it, Dylan.
That's my life.
Don't need any scandals later down the road.
No.
Let's see what we do.
Oh, one other question. Are we submitting a congressional grant application with Wyden and Merkley? Okay. I just wanted to put that in here. Okay.
And Bynum.
And with Bynum as well. Oh, okay.
Nice.
Have we heard anything back on this first?
I met with them. We met with
Yeah.
them. And there's I did send them some updated information. We could meet with them again. It kind of really depends on if we need the additional grant
Oh.
money. It's not that much. It's just more like an additional, 50% off of whatever the whole amount is. So, and we did talk a little bit about the doing the survey to, try to
For
be
CDBG.
good, yeah, for big community development block grants. But sort of similar story where it's expensive, and the people that we do surveys generally are the people that are not the people that are low income, and then you get a false indication of what the income is, and that can actually hurt your other applications as it proceeds you as having a higher financial,
All right, so appreciate everybody's input, both public and board members. So let's adjourn this meeting for March 20th, 2025, and then we're going to slip into a work session to discuss the draft sewer use ordinance. So the meeting is now closed.
You're bored.